While most of the carvings on Wrangell's petroglyph beach are the weathered gray of boulders in a tidal zone, one of the largest intact rocks appears a deeply pigmented red-brown, especially when wet. A dinner plate-sized animal figure with a fin adorns the left side of the rock face. Two similarly sized faces with round, wide eyes and open oval mouths are carved to its right, all stained.
We always come down to for our dog walks.
Every day?
Pretty much, morning and evening, and so I've gotten pretty familiar with all the petroglyphs. It's fun looking at them in different light.
We is longtime Wrangell resident Dan Trail and Dougie, his curly-haired black poodle Portuguese water dog mix.
The other day when I was looking at it, it was like, wow, somebody poured some paint on this thing, you know?
Trail recently posted a photo on social media alleging the burnt sienna color was vandalism. A fiery discussion ensued on Wrangell's community Facebook page.
Well, I mean, I don't care if it's a different color, just the fact that it looks like paint.
Trail says despite all the time he and Dougie spend down at Petroglyph Beach, he'd never noticed a color like that on the carvings before. Plus, it was isolated to just the one large slab.
I haven't seen it on any of the other petroglyphs.
Wrangell police investigated. Police Chief Tom Radke says it was puzzling.
We went out and looked at it and felt it and touched it, and it seems weird, don't get me wrong, but it doesn't seem like it's paint, like we know it is paint.
For one thing, the petroglyph is at least 100 feet from the stairs down to the beach.
Just where the couple of them, or where the one is, I can't imagine anybody bringing paint all the way out there. And number two, it's been really rainy. I mean, not exactly painting weather.
Ultimately, Radke says the police don't think it was recent vandalism. More likely, it's tannins, a natural pigment that gives the water around muskegs that coffee color. Trail isn't totally convinced. The discoloration is uneven.
This is splotchy, you know. It's really obvious at the bottom end of the mouth there, there's nothing. And just now when we were looking at it, you could see this part was rubbed off there. And that would make sense because that's the part that was protruding. And so if any logs or whatever rubbed up against it, it could rub that off.
Others say it could be vandals, but from decades past. Petroglyph Beach was made a state historic site in 2000 to protect the carvings of faces, animals, and spiral shapes. Janelle Privet was on the Friends of the Wrangell Museum board at the time and recalls people messing with the 8,000-year-old petroglyphs. She says that prompted elders from Wrangell's tribe and the Friends of the Museum to push for protections for the site.
One of the biggest situations that happened was a tour group. Photography, of course, has changed and changed and changed, and there is absolutely no reason for a good photographer to spray paint a petroglyph. That has happened more than once, and the last one was a brown, and another time a black.
She thinks the color could be leftover paint from that tour group vandalism. In a survey in the early 2000s, state archaeologists identified more than 40 ancient rock carvings at the Wrangell Beach near the northern point of the island. Tis Peterman says there used to be more. She's a tribal citizen who says the Wrangell Cooperative Association had asked for assistance from the state to do a dig in the beach sand to catalog petroglyphs that could be buried by time.
And they turned us down flat.
Years later, she says State Department of Natural Resources officials approached Wrangell's tribe, soliciting help funding park improvements, which was frustrating. The color could also come from other wear and tear. Chalk, rice paper, and ferns were used to make rubbings of the petroglyphs for years. In fact, Wrangell's tourism industry encouraged it as recently as the early 1990s. KSDK sent photos of the petroglyph to chemists, geologists, and archaeologists at the University of Alaska Southeast. They've proposed a variety of possible natural causes for the coloring, including iron oxide or microscopic organisms, but they all agree nothing can be determined by looking at photographs of the petroglyphs. Biochemist Conrad Meister is an assistant professor of chemistry at UAS, based in Juneau. He says he thinks it could be some sort of bacteria.
You might know that from these very fascinating pictures from some of the national parks in the hot springs. There's quite a lot of color variations. And so if you have microbes growing onto something, it can give it some of those shades that you see in these images. But again, based on just on this picture, it's a bit tricky to be very conclusive about it.
The only conclusive way to find out what's coloring the petroglyph would be to take samples. If it's biological, Meister said that could be as simple as bumping a culture plate up against its surface to see what grows.
And that is, of course, already probably the answer that the general public might be interested in. But then you can go much further and say, like, okay, what is actually causing the color change? And then we have to look into the into some of the chemical and biochemical reactions and, okay, where did it come from? Why is it only there seasonally?
Meister says this is a good time to be asking questions about changing color in the carvings.
There's a lot of research going into it because a lot of times these color changes can just be color changes, but a lot of times you can also see that in deterioration of those petroglyphs, and that's obviously something that we don't want to happen because there's such amazing historical artifacts.
Meister says he'd be interested in enlisting the help of a Wrangell UAS student or even a science-minded high school student to look into what's coloring Wrangell's petroglyphs. Whatever the color is, Peterman says Wrangell's petroglyph beach is a rocky strip of refuge.
I get a sense of peace out there. I feel a calmness that no matter what, we've been a part of this land forever. And even though looking back over the years and how the natives have been treated, good and bad, we've always come from here. And so that gives me a sense of peace.
Being out among the petroglyphs makes her think about the thousands of years her ancestors lived in the area.
You know, you go up there and you just are like, wow, this is really, you know, proof that we live in harmony with the land and the water.
While the red tint on one of Wrangell's petroglyphs remains a mystery for now, the tide continues to pull and push against the ancient carvings. In Wrangell, I'm Sage Smiley.